Talking about safety and accidents, do you recall any accidents taking place either in the powerhouse or in the area?
Yes, oh, there's another chap who worked there, Al Farah. He worked there later on. He stuck a piece of conduit up on the 11kV bus in the yard, and Tom got barely burnt, and he probably wouldn't have survived except for a chap really named Big Gallagher who done resuscitation on him, and he recovered, and then later on he worked as an electrical operator in the powerhouse for many years.
It's a wonder he ever went near electricity again after
that. Yeah.
So he was pretty badly burnt, you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that happen?
No, I didn't see it happen. I was around at the time, but didn't actually see it happen. Yeah.
Can you tell me roughly when that would have been?
Early 50s, I'd say. Mm.
I understand there was another electrocution, not necessarily at the powerhouse, but maybe out at the naval station, substation, Mellish?
Mellish, yes. Mellish's father, Jack Mellish, was the chap that taught us at tech. He was our tech teacher. He actually worked for the electric supply at the time when I started, and he was doing that and teaching at the tech part time. But then later, after a while, he became a full-time teacher at the tech. And his father was the one that was killed out at Belconnen Naval Station. I believe the job was almost finished, and he left something behind and went back into the... It was a compound substation, an underground compound substation. He went back in there to get it and found it something else and touched the wrong thing or something. Yeah.
Do you know what his first name was?
Harold, I think.
And that Mellish, is that Mellish?
Mellish, I think.